this is what you asked for, this is what you got, and now that I gave it to you, it's like now you don't want it. That's like a slap in the face. It's like when you was talking about don't
disrespect the person who I forgot, but
like you slapping God.
Yeah, they listen, people. God will give you exactly what you asked for, and then you be like, but why me? Why not you? You know?
Right.
I hope everything's okay.
Right, because this is like obsessive. The seven.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
And action.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Great Ariel Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shakoya D.
Sir Breezington here.
It's your boy Demonic.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. If it's not, if you're part of good people of the Gray Area, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend. If this is your first time here, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be anything from love to life to movies to food, interviews. Anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we'd love to bring you guys in on them. But yeah, if you want to watch this podcast live, if you want to watch it in advance, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, join the good people of the Gray Area our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month.
One for you, one for me.
You can get access to this podcast live, as well as other behind-the-scenes content, and our food review show.
Who made this? I didn't mean to slap your hand. My eyes was closed.
This always happens. As well.
I was ready. I had to take the glasses.
I didn't know you was about to do that.
I didn't know you was about to do that. My eyes was closed. Go ahead.
You're usually not right next to me when I do that.
You do usually go like this. Yeah. And I always be right next to you.
But, like, not this close. You're usually in a director's chair.
Or a director.
Anyways. But, yeah, you'll get access to our food review show. You'll get access to this podcast live, as well as other...
Y'all keep going. Keep going. Go. You don't want me to this part? Go ahead.
As well as other content that we have for you. Yeah. So don't forget to do that. The link is in the description. And now we wait for three.
I'm here, beautiful people.
Well, we appreciate you guys being here. And we're about to get right into the conversation. What are we talking about today, guys?
Today's conversation is about everything being a mirror.
Ooh.
Everything being a mirror. So if you want to see how you are, how you're acting, what you're thinking.
Wow.
Like, what's going on inside? Just look outside. Like, just take a step back and observe what's going on outside. The people that you're interacting with, the people that you are attracting, and everything like that. Yeah, because the conversation that we had yesterday with the dude, I'm like, if you're my mirror, you cool, but you're doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not even doing a lot where, like, it's like you're annoying or you're talking too much or you got this going on, this going on, this going on, this going on. You're trying to do this, you're working on this. Just take a step back, slow down, figure out what it is that you, where you're going, and focus on that. And then as things get going and start moving, then you can add pieces and add more to your plate once stuff start being able to work without you.
And just to backtrack a little bit, because you guys weren't there for the conversation yesterday. So we were looking at apartments, and we met somebody when we were looking at apartments, and the conversation was exactly how he described. But just so you know, for context, that's what happened. We went out, we looked for apartments, we met somebody. Yeah. We were having this conversation, and in doing that, you had that realization. But this is also something that you said, like, last week.
Mm-hmm.
How did you say
it? Yeah, so what I was saying, and it's funny because I had this realization, like, weeks ago, but just I've been seeing it a lot more, just that everybody's a mirror. It just depends on what, like, whether it's a future you or a past you, and it's like that, or a present you, right? Like, you're in the same boat. But I from what I've experienced is that whenever I'm meeting people, like, I started to see me and everybody. So I'm looking, I'm like, oh wow, okay, like, we're having this interaction, and I remember having this thought process a year ago, or mm-hmm. I remember having this thought process a few months ago. So I know exactly what you're going through, because I literally was just there. Or it'll be like, I'm like, why am I having this interaction? And it's like, I get a chance to see exactly how I was acting right before I got to the space that I'm at now. So it's as I've been going, it's just been blowing my mind little by little. But just understanding, like, oh, everybody's like showing you who you are, even if you're not, like, most of the time we're just not paying attention. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh snap, okay, cool. And it's like, this person may be a future person, future version of me, so that's the reason why maybe sometimes you run into people and maybe you feel intimidated, or maybe you feel like, I'm not quite there or inspiring. And it's like, they're just doing the thing, like, they're showing you what you can be doing. They're showing you in the future what you can be doing if you take the proper steps or whatever. But it's like, it's just all a matter of where you are and where they are. And it's like, it's just a big reflection. It's just like, it's to me, it's really cool. It's cool, and but it's also weird, because it's like, wow, okay. When the stuff isn't positive, it's like, oh, okay, now I have stuff I need to work on. When the stuff is positive, it's like, cool, I have the opportunity to be able to help you. And, and it's like, all right, cool. I'm glad that you didn't get it. You don't have to go through the exact thing that I went through to learn the lesson. Hopefully, because you never know. People are still people. They're gonna do what they want to do, but.
Yeah.
All right. The only thing I was gonna say, it's also a frequency thing too. Was you gonna say something?
No, I can talk after you.
Oh, you can go, because I thought you looked at me because you ain't had nothing to say.
I felt like you had something to say.
I really didn't. Mm-hmm. I just wanna go. Go ahead.
Well, what I was gonna say was going to kind of change the. Okay, I was just gonna say one interesting thing. Okay, I find it. Now, ever since you said that, I haven't been able to unsee it, or I guess, I don't know, ignore the realization, basically. So now when I'm having interactions with people, I can kind of identify, I guess, what version of me I'm seeing in them. But then I also wonder, because a lot of times you're not seeing... Like, sometimes you might be encountering somebody and seeing the current version of yourself, but it's like, it's like a mirror. So you're looking at a reflection, but like, if you're looking at the past version of yourself or a future version or something like that, it's almost also like, I don't know, like I guess a part of a movie a little bit. I don't know how to describe it, but... because, like, if you're looking at like, you identify, like, a past version, or, like, oh, I was there at some point, and I recognize that, it feels like you're watching playback versus looking in a mirror. And I think that's, like, the... But then you realize, like, oh, these are still all parts of me, even though I may not be in this exact spot currently. This is still a piece of me, but it still feels like, oh, like, I'm watching this back in real time. Which is, if it's an interesting thing, but you were saying about frequencies. Oh, or y'all can respond to what I said.
I was just going to say, to what you said, whether it's a past version of you, present or future version of you, everybody is connected at the end of the day. So it might not be a full picture of what it is now, mm-hmm. but whatever you get from the conversation, the interaction or whatever, that's what you needed to see, or that's what you have capacity to see at the moment,
right?
Or choose to see. And even with choosing, you have to actively choose to be aware of, I guess, the signs, I'll say that. So if somebody's doing something, it take a lot to be like, okay, I was doing that. Maybe this is for me to. You alright over there? Maybe this is a sign for me to reevaluate myself. I feel like after yesterday and after what y'all just said, it's a constant state of reflection, of self-reflection. So not even being hard on yourself, but we all on a journey, and for some people, for everybody, the journey looks different, but we all going through the same thing. So it's just constant reflection, and we just adjusting as we go. Like, we having fun, we enjoying life, we not too hard on ourselves, but we, as we're moving forward, we're adjusting.
I was going to say, yeah, because of that, for me, it made me give people a lot more grace and myself a lot more grace. Just went. Well, yeah, it just made me give people a lot more grace because I see it. Like, I see me. Like, I'm like, oh, wow, okay. As much as I would, even if I'm frustrated, as much as I want to be like, why would you do that? If I take a step back, it's like, you know what? When I was in those circumstances, I actually acted the exact same way. Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Like, all right, cool. I was operating with whatever information that I had at the time. And I'm still doing it. I can only operate with the information that I have. So it's like, if I'm looking at, like, somebody else and I'm looking at it as me, it's like, if I'm judging them, it would be just be me judging the old version of me. Which is what we do a lot of times. We look at our old self, like, look at how blah, blah, look at all the mistakes I made. And it's like, nah, at the time, this is what you was on. You was tripping. It's okay. You know, like, there was some great qualities about you. There was some qualities that was a little in. But it's like, you have the capacity to grow. And because, like, now that you're here, going forward, when you look back and, like, you find, like, when your future self looks at the self now, it's going to be like, oh, I thought I had it figured out. I still didn't have it figured out. And it's like a constant cycle of, like, again, like you said, reflection and just looking back, but just being aware of where you are and, like, where everything is around you.
Yeah, I was also going to say that, I was going to say some of what you said, but also it almost changes the dynamics of the conversations that you have once you realize this, because you, I don't know, some people might not choose this, but you'll start to give people a little bit more grace. And, like, let's say it's an argument, like, you might be able to even start to put yourself in their shoes a little bit more because you're like, you know what, I was there at some point, or I'm there sometimes, like, like, and I know how you're feeling, and it might make some things make a little bit more sense. But I think that it also changes the dynamics of the relationship, because it changes your perspective, and that also changes how you respond to maybe not the relationship, but the conversation. It changes how you respond. It changes, like, with the direction of where the conversation goes and different things like that. And I mean, it also might not, but if you recognize it and then you decide to, you know, steer it in a different direction, you have that option, because you do recognize it at that point. So I feel like it does allow you to give more people more grace, but it also is just like, it's a different conversation at that point.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's a different conversation, and also a thing of now I'm more conscious of what I say and, like, what I think about, just because I know everything outside of me is a reflection of what's inside of me, type of thing. And then even, like, with thoughts, sometimes, like, yesterday was a prime example. I feel like the day before, or even earlier that day, we said something about community. I think it was me and Damani was talking. Community. And,
friendships. We were talking about networking and friendship, yeah.
So, and then that was a thought. And yesterday was like it was a thing of before it showed me what could happen or how it could be, what not to do. It was just like a I don't even know the word, maybe like a flash forward, a preview of a scenario or a situation on how not to do it. What won't work with, how not to do it to be effective. I don't know what I'm saying. Like how to.
Yeah, what not to do. If you want to be effective, this is like what not to do.
And then it's like not don't focus on networking, focus on connecting. Because if we connect for like 5 seconds, once I reach back out or whatever, like we don't have to network if we connected already.
Right. Yeah, connection. I mean, connection is really the backbone of like everything we're doing. So like connection is really the thing that we're all looking for anyway. So like the networking thing is. It's supposed to be derived from connection, but it's not always derived from connection. And with like you getting the chance, because that's again, this is something that I say. Whenever I say something, I usually get immediate feedback from it. So especially when I get like a realization, I'll be like, oh, this is what it is, and then I'll look out, and then somebody will say the exact same words, or it'll be a book. And it'll be the exact same thing, or it'll be a new conversation. It'll be the exact same thing. But I also think, in regards to what you were saying about like being an example, it's like you get a chance to see. All right, this is what you thought. Like you thought, this is what you had to do. You had to make sure you were doing everything that you were busy before. So it's like, oh yeah, if I'm busy, I'm working. And then the universe is like, word, this is what it looks like if you were busy and you were and you were working.
Even how it ended. Like, this is not break down. But
the monkey stomach is over here growling. I'm just glad it's not me today. That's it.
The way it ended, it was a thing of, it was like a reminder of, regardless of what's going on, I'm making it a thing for me not to be busy. Unless I don't ever want to be too busy where I can't do what I want to do, enjoy what I want to enjoy, how I want to enjoy it, see the people I want to see. If I feel like doing nothing, I'm going to do nothing. Like, I made it a thing. I feel like the beginning of this year or the end of last year, I don't ever want to be, like, I don't want to be busy. I don't want to be booked and busy. I want to be productive. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be financially abundant. I'm going to be abundant in every aspect of life. I'm going to be free in every aspect of life. And I choose not to be busy.
Well, I think it even just goes a step further than that. I think it's important to actually define what busy is for you in your life. Because I don't necessarily think that being busy is always a bad thing, but you have to do things with intention. So like being busy as far as like, oh, I'm just doing a bunch of stuff that's not pushing me forward to my goal, that's not good. But if some people like being busy, and if you're being busy and it's also helping you toward your actual end goal, if it's actually like pushing you in the right direction, I don't necessarily think that that's always a bad thing. And also being busy doesn't mean that like I'm always booked. Sometimes being busy is that I'm on vacation right now. I'm just not available to the public. And I think that it's like, if I define what busy looks like for me, and I don't try to, I guess, conform to whatever everybody else wants busy to look like for me or tells me that it's supposed to look or feel like, then it's like I can make sure I'm taking the steps that I need to take so that I can achieve my goals, but also I can live a happy, free, and abundant life. But that, like, just like everything else in our life, I feel like we have to define what busy actually is. And also, but like you were saying, I was in a phase where I was just doing a bunch of stuff.
Me too.
Already. And like, I was thinking, oh yeah, but it was more of a thing where it was like, if I didn't feel busy or if I wasn't doing stuff, I felt like it looked like I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't working towards my goals, or I wasn't making any progress. But I wasn't making any progress because I was doing a bunch of things that had nothing to do with nothing, for real. I was just doing a bunch of stuff, or I was doing the stuff stuff that people said, oh, you know, entrepreneurs should be doing this. And, you know, so then you start doing all the entrepreneur things, but then also singers should be doing this. So you do all the singer things, and then Delta should be doing this. So then you're doing all the Delta things. And it's like, what are you working toward at this point? And what do you want to actually do? So it's just like, yeah. I feel like that's important.
Yeah, and I think it's not even just with being busy. I think it's just defining what you want, and I think the universe gives you the alley-oop of everybody being a mirror so that you can actually figure it out. Because we talked about it before. Like, you can be like, yo, I want all my time back. I want to be able to do what I want on my time. It's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I had to get specific.
Yeah, because you can say it.
I seen your homeless people. I'm like, you know what? They have all their time.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, they got nothing but time.
Sorry, guys. We don't know why all these sirens are happening.
And we got a comment as well. But,
the topic is...
Everything.
Everybody is a mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone is a mirror around you in your life as you go out throughout your day, as you have conversations. A realization that we've had is that everyone is a reflection of you in some way. It may not be the current you. It might be the past version of you. It may be a future version of you. It may just be a piece of you. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times the interactions that you have and just like... the people that you encounter, a lot of times they are reflections of who you are.
Yeah, and it could be, like you said, it could be a piece of you, it could be somebody that's way more adventurous, and it's like, oh, I see myself doing that, like, for whatever reason. But, or it might be something that you said that you wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
You get the opportunity to see what it is, and you're like, mm-hmm. Actually, I don't want to do anything in regards to that.
So I don't have to walk and walk. So I can run.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you for that. But it's because sometimes you just have to. As long as you're paying attention, I think you'll peep it. But goodness gracious, all these sirens. As long as you're paying attention and you're like in tune with what's going on, like when you're having the conversations. At least for me now, it's like I'm a lot less quick to get angry or get annoyed. Like, it'll happen, but I'll be able to be like, what is happening? And it's like, all right, cool. And like you said, like we talked about, like, being able to step into somebody's shoes fully, like being able to look like, all right, you know what, from your vantage point, from where you at, I can understand that. I can understand why you feel like this is the hardest thing in the world, because it's from where you're standing, yeah, cool. You know, even when we were having a conversation yesterday with the gentleman, just in general about like
he's working, an adult.
Yeah, you know, just with the homie, just about like his thought process in whether it was like saving money or like how he would approach doing certain things. I recognized that because there was a time where my mind was like, if I was solely focused on the money, I'm not doing,
mm-hmm.
There's certain things I'm not doing. But it's like, okay, cool, now that I recognize I'm not doing this for the money, I'm doing this for a totally different reason, because this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this is why stuff wasn't working for me.
Right.
Like, it may work for you, but it wasn't working for me.
As I look at the price, I take myself out of it. I used to take myself out of it, or... yeah, like immediately. So it was like, I didn't see myself paying this for what I wanted. It probably was a self-worth thing type of thing. But now, yeah, I'm abundant in every aspect of life. So if I want something, this is exactly what I wanted to look like. This is how I wanted to look. And if I want it, I don't have a problem circulating the money to get it, or whatever it is. I could meet somebody that be like, you know what, I'm gonna be out the country for the rest of the year. I do got a loft. I actually like you. Respectable, commendable. I love your dog. I love your energy, your music. All you gotta do is make sure the place is clean. You do your thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, appreciate that. You know, the Lord is looking out for the kid.
But even going back to what you were saying in the beginning, like, a lot of times we disqualify ourselves before we have the chance to even like look into the options or the possibilities or meet someone, or like you don't know what is waiting for you around the corner. I mean, that sounds bad. You don't know what God has waiting for you, right?
Sorry to cut you off, but I was going to say one step further in disqualifying ourselves. A lot of times we get exactly what it is that we ask, that we're asking for, like dropped right in our hands, and it's like,
just too good to be true.
Yeah, it's just good, too good to be true, or this. I don't deserve this. It's like,
you got
it. This is what you asked for, this is what you got, and now that I gave it to you, it's like, now you don't want it. That's like a slap in the face. It's like when you was talking about, don't
disrespect the person who, I forgot, but
yeah, like you slapping God.
Yeah, then, listen, people, God will give you exactly what you asked for, and then you be like, but why me? Why not you? You know?
Right.
And then it reminded me. I just remember the other time we had this conversation.
I
didn't did you have more? My bad.
What I was saying?
I hope everything's okay.
Right. This was like the seventh.
Yeah. It don't usually be rolling down our street like that. But so the other time I remember us having this conversation was when we were watching the Chef Show. And that was a prime example of
the Chef Show with Dom.
Yeah, Chef Show with Dom, where there was a chef. She was running. She was supposed to be running the kitchen.
Five Star Chef was the name of the show.
There we go. Good show. Great show.
Netflix.
And she was supposed to be running the kitchen, and I can see one, her feeling like I'm not qualified for this spot, and then two, her like she was afraid to like take charge the way she could have, because she's like, I don't know what's going on. It's like, and between that and then between seeing other people's leadership skills, some people lead a lot more aggressively, some people are like, I don't really want to step on people's toes. And it's like, that's what you have like Dom, where he's like, I don't really want to, you know. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, this is what it looks like. This is how when you're trying to people please, this is what it looks like. So in times where I was like, I didn't want to offend somebody, this is what I look like. Or in the times where, excuse me, I don't know why I mean, and during the times where I was maybe nervous or like I felt like I was underqualified, this is what it literally looks like. This is what I was, and during those moments, that was me. And so that's the reason why I realized, I feel for her. Like when I really feel, because I was getting the secondhand embarrassment, because it feels like I remember what that felt like going through that moment. That's uncomfortable. And I get that. So it's like now when I'm looking at it, it's like, okay, cool. Just a reminder that when it comes to leading or when it comes to other stuff, like because I got a chance to see you, really, really me, but because I got a chance to see you, I'm able to correct something in me. And it's like, it's just such a, it was blowing my mind. I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
I was just going to say, now that you say that, like certain aspects of the show is making me, I guess I'm starting to see reflections now, just remembering different parts of the show.
That's why I was taking notes when I was watching The Recruit. Like, I'm like, I'm going to need that. I'm going to need to be able to go back to that and write it and, like, remind myself.
Yeah.
Certain aspects of the show.
Oh, but I never thought about, so two things. Number one, excuse me. I was not thinking about this in terms of like TV shows or even like movies or anything. Like probably a lot of the things that like shows and stuff that you're attracted to watching, there's some piece of you or that you see in it, whether it's something that you want to do or something that you don't want to do or, you know, anywhere in between.
It could be like a character.
Something that is, that you're connected to something to it. You're drawn to something to it. You're connected to something. But even just going back to when you guys were saying, like, it's a slap in the face to God. Once he gives you something and you like, nah, I'm not worthy of this. I never in my life ever heard anybody say that or think about it in that way. So now thinking about the amount of times that I decided that
I wasn't worthy
of having something, or even telling myself I'm not ready. And it's like, well, you're the opportunity is here and you already know it's yours. That'd be the thing. I'd be knowing that it's mine, but then I'd be like, I'm not ready for this.
And even with that, a lot of times it'd be mad people doing, especially now, mad people doing the same thing, and whatever you focus on, it grows. So, like, once, like you was talking about a couple pods ago, once you see a car, like, you say you want this car, once you say you want it, now you see it everywhere. You say you want to be a singer, or not even want to be, you say you're a singer, now everywhere you go, everybody's singing.
Mm-hmm.
But you see so many people singing, some people are good, some people are bad. It'd be people that you're a lot more qualified than, that's in a better space, or that's in the space that you want to be in. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say better, but they're in the space that you want to be in, but you are better, like 10 times, 100 mm-hmm. times better. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't even remember where I was going, but where I started was, we disqualify ourselves even when
you get the thing.
Yeah.
I forgot. I completely forgot where I was going. I don't think I was going there, but yeah.
That's a little scary because I watch a lot of horror movies. So I was thinking about that. I was like, ah, dang. I was like, I watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah, but I think that's why it's like, some of it's just like little glimpses. That's why I was laughing when he was talking, because I saw the comment. And I was like, that's actually mad funny. I think it's like, it might be like little pieces that are like connections. Or maybe if you watch a Michael Myers movie, maybe it's hold on, I'm gonna take this somewhere, give me 1 second. If you watch a scary movie, like maybe you identify with like the killer's obsessive nature a little bit, but not in a negative way, but it might be with your passion. So maybe like if you're passionate about baking, I mean, they might be passionate about, you know, murder, but
murder you, my baby. <We're>
going- But it might be something in there. You might identify with the main character that's not the villain, the protagonist in the story. So or you might just be drawn to like I used to read a lot of Nancy Drew mystery stuff. That might be it. I don't know. She said, I know what the connection is. I'll bail you out. I used to watch them with my dad when I was a child. Okay, yeah.
See? There you go.
See? Yeah. See?
Yeah, it it doesn't always have to be
the people in it. Yeah.
I mean, there are some shows I've watched some darker shows, and it's like, I can catch myself, like even with Breaking Bad, like I can catch myself relating to Walter sometimes, or like some of the darker characters. Only it's like the parts where they're human, but they go very extreme. So you like, you get an opportunity to see, and that's something else. You get the opportunity to see stuff in extreme. Like it's like, hold on, this, like I understand people. Like, mm-hmm. your life was bad. You don't have to do that. Like, I get being toxic. You don't got to be hazardous to you, like, to everybody. Like, that's terrible.
But for me, now, I'll be watching stuff to see the stories. Like, like, the actual, like, the art of storytelling. Mm-hmm. And seeing how people talking, the dialogue. I just be, like, studying and just, like, watching. And I actually enjoy movies, so...
Yeah, that's why I
really just be watching. And I actually want to act. I'm going to act. Put that in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, God, we acting. Yeah. Once everything come back, so I'm going to be practicing. I'm going to be practicing on my acting, on my dialogues.
Acting is fun. Well, I would like to act. Acting. I mean, you've done a play before. Mm-hmm. You've acted before.
Mm-hmm. But, it's fun.
Yeah, but that's also something that they talk about with acting. Is like, it shows you parts of yourself because you literally have to play somebody else.
So I'll
play
seven characters.
Schizophrenia.
Little local over. But yeah, no, it's just the storytelling aspect. I completely understand. That's why a lot of the animes I watch is because I like the story, like the characters, the people. And again, you see yourself in people, whether it's, man, if I would have kept going with this, mm-hmm. I would have been you. And like, sometimes it's a positive light, sometimes it's a negative.
That's why I be watching these dating shows. Yes. They be making dumb decisions, and I used to make these dumb decisions. Yeah. I be like, you didn't have to do that. Yeah. You didn't have to do that. The ultimatum. Terrible show. Whew. Don't watch it.
I was going to say. With Death Note, L. I like M because
I could be like that. I don't want to be like that. I'm not like that, but.
Yeah. Again, that's why I say there's nothing wrong with the like you relating to the darker shows or darker characters. It's just, you know, as long as you're not acting out and being the darker characters. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I don't know him. I haven't watched Death Note.
Yeah. Just he's one of the Yeah, it's a dark show in general.
Oh.
Yeah, let's just put it like that. I mean, he's not necessarily a bad guy, but he's a little extreme.
Oh.
Yeah.
Extreme.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
But, yeah.
It's a quick watch. Two seasons, I believe. Two, three seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting that everything is a reflection. I'm going to start probably looking at nature. I'm going to start being in nature a little bit more first. You know, get my vitamin D up. You know, a little sunshine.
Yeah, I did that today. Meditating. The sun was...
Yeah, the light in our room don't be...
I was outside.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That makes a lot
more
sense.
Yeah, that helps.
Mm-hmm. But... I'm going to start being in nature more, but also I think I'm going to start looking at nature and like everything around me and see, I don't know, just see what I can see in it. Like how's the reflection?
Huh? Yeah, I was going to say, even they'll be talking about like branding and how you want stuff to look. Nature is an amazing color palette. That's what I learned. Because everything in nature matches.
Mm-hmm.
So... If you just look in nature, spend time in nature, see what other like what colors is together.
They even change colors all at the same time.
I mean, you know, God coordinates.
He definitely do.
God coordinates some stuff.
He was like, all right, I need y'all to all turn orange, and I need these these colors all at once. You guys, we'll do unison green. It's coming up soon.
Unison green.
All right, cue the yellows, oranges, reds. Yep, this is nice. Harmonious. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I definitely want to start being in nature more. It's the bugs. I don't be wanting to be around the bugs, but maybe I can see something in that from a distance.
The people out there, unless they bother you. Well, at least for me. The more I started being outside in nature, the less the bugs bother me.
It's not even that they always bother me.
It's just that they're there.
I can see them.
And you take it up space.
Yes, and I'd be like, you're too close.
Listen, man, the bugs don't really be bothering me. But in going out in nature, like one of the times I was cutting the grass, I'm cutting the grass, and I was like, as I start cutting the grass, I'm like, oh, I see a spot over there. I was like, you know, the more I look for like stuff to cut, I keep finding stuff for me to cut. Like, it was fine. Like, the grass was fine. But I keep looking like, oh, that one actually is a little bit. That side is a little bit. I was like, is it me? It's me. I keep looking for more work to do, and I keep finding more work to do. I was like, wow, I'm going to go inside. I'm sweating.
That's another example, though, of like how the universe be giving us what we want a lot of times, and it's just a matter of like, even though you didn't outwardly say, you know what, I want more stuff to do, but your actions were showing that you were looking for more work, right? So it was like, all right, let me just. I mean, I don't know if it works like that, but like.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Throw some more grass up here. Grow a couple stalks here. All right, there you go. Oh, you done so fast? Let me just bring another one up really quickly. Oh, you missed your spot. All right.
It was terrible.
I did a lot. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
That was fun.
I was out there. I'm like, God. So much grass.
But like, I wonder if...
So much grass, so little. You know what I mean?
I would just wonder if life is just like that and we don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, I don't think we pay attention. We don't take the time to pay enough attention to like everything is we get distracted so easily, and we've been conditioned and programmed to be distracted. Like, everything is a distraction for the most part. So you gotta take time to actually be one with yourself, be one with nature. Silence your mind, don't do nothing, be still. It's just like little things to bring you back to, okay, attention, paying attention, being observant, aware of what's going on around you type of thing.
But also, I think the reason why that it's not even just the distraction portion, I think a lot of us feel like this thing is only happening to me, and most of the time it's not. But it feels like, again, if we're talking about main character energy or just being the main role or whatever, you feel like, oh, this thing is happening to me, I can't, and nobody else is going to be able to relate to this. And it's like, if you actually take a step back, you're like, oh, wow, okay. All right, this is happening to everybody.
Everybody.
You know, everybody's going through. Exactly.
It looks slightly different because maybe some people might have a different mask on. Some people may be in a different position, but they're still going through the same. Like, the same emotions are still being evoked. It's just... it look different because it may be a different medium, a different.
They may be a woman, or they may be a man, and you may be a man. It's all a matter of perspective. Like, even when we're talking about if I was going back to the Five Star Chef show, right? When you guys were talking about what's her name, Raquel, I was like, oh, I recognize like why you guys felt the way you did, and I'm like, oh, okay. Because again, you've been in that position, so that's the reason why it hit us off. You're like, yo, what are you doing? Why you not step up, lead? And then I was also like, yeah, but if you said you was good, if you said he was gonna lead, then don't fight him on the leading. Which was also something that I was like, I recognize that as well. So like, being able to see both sides of yourself, like the parts where you're like, I can identify with this person, and I also identify with this person, and it's like somewhere in the middle. I can recognize that's where I'm at, but like, I can identify. I had a strong emotion to this, and I think that's an easy way for us to notice. Like,
yeah, I had a strong emotion too, and it was the one thing. If you say you're gonna lead, then lead.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you say you're going to lead, but you don't lead, nobody's leading. So now, either I let you not lead and watch everything
crumble,
or I take the lead. But even the dude on the show was like, the worst thing that you could do, one of the worst things that you could do is undermine
the person
that's leading. So it's like, I got this debacle right now.
Yeah.
That's another word I like, debacle.
Debacle.
I know I'm more than capable of leading, but we chose for you to be the leader, but you're not doing your job. Yeah. And now I'm doing my job, and I'm kind of doing your job as well, but I'm not supposed to.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then on top of that, now I'm doing more. If I want to win, or actually not even if it's winning, if I want to do this successfully, or if I want to complete the task at the standard that the task should be completed at, essentially I'm gonna end up doing more work, or I'm gonna end up telling you how to do your job, and that's not my job. And then you specifically said that this is what you want to do, this is what you're doing, this is so now I feel like I was lied to.
That is true. It's crazy because on the back end of that, right, if you're the person that's like, oh, you said you were going to lead, you didn't, right? If you felt more comfortable being the leader, don't defer the, like, don't give up the power to do it. If you feel like, if you already in your mind, because this is what she was talking about, in her mind she was like, I'm really a natural leader. It's like, I don't really like being led. Like, I prefer to, if you know that, Then the second you decide to let somebody else lead, right? It's like, don't go back on your decision. That was one of the things I recognized. Like, don't go back on your decision now that you made the decision. Like, if you said, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna, let's stand 10 toes. And that was something that I took from it. I was like, all right, if I decide to let this person lead, because again, that's 100% up to you. If you decide to let this person lead you, it's like, you have to be okay with whatever. You gave them the power to do that. So it's like, you have to be okay with whatever consequences come from that. So like, then, I'm sorry, I didn't even mean to. Once you made that decision, it's like, cool. cool, all right, I've made this decision. Whatever consequences come from it, I have to deal with the fact that I gave you that, gave you the baton. But yeah, go ahead.
So, like, my thing is, and it's funny that you brought up this scene because this is the scene that I was thinking about. Mm-hmm. I identified with both Raquel and mm-hmm. with Laura mm-hmm. because I've been in both of those situations where, like, okay, you not leading, so now I gotta, like you were saying, like, now I kind of have to step up low-key and, like, get everything done because you not leading. But then also with Laura where it's like, well, you said you were going to lead, so I'm going to be quiet. Right. Yeah. And I'm going to just focus on what I'm doing. So I'll do my part to the best of my ability. And, you know, y'all can handle that. And hopefully we all come together and it'll mm-hmm. be beautiful. But my thing is also that, why can't I take my power back? I mean, like, I just wanted to give you the power, but what, like, why can't I can't take it back? Because, like, I don't understand. Because now you messing with my money at this point. Like, now you making me mad. Like,
messing with my food is like messing with my money.
Yes. Like, at that point, like, I'm trying to run this restaurant and you out here about to sabotage me. Now, she did, when she had said, if you knock me out of this competition, I'm a, I don't know what she said, but she ain't have to say all of that in the moment. She should have said that in the locker room later. I identified with both because, yes, I did make this decision, but for the sake of the team, somebody has to step up now.
That is true.
And Laura ain't doing it. Mm-hmm. You clearly not doing it. Your stuff's still over here. I told you 10 minutes ago your stuff is still on the stove and you still haven't gotten it done. And my part is supposed to be coupled with your part. And, like, what you want me to do? Should I move on to the next part? And now it's like, all right, well, I'm going to just step up. I probably would have did it slightly differently. But also, I might have did it the same. But I probably wouldn't have been throwing as many shots. I would have just been getting stuff done. I'm like, hey, I'm about to do this. I'm about to do this. Mm-hmm. And then when we got in the locker room, bah, 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 bah. I would have just been saying whatever, like, but also you're in a different country. Mm-hmm. So they don't are, if you in New York and you talking how you talk because you from New York, it's different from if you're in London and you throwing them same shots because it's not the same, it's not a cultural norm there.
Yeah.
So I think that is also a thing. But anyways, my thing is I feel like I feel like I'm hungry and hopefully y'all can't hear my stomach.
Just me, huh?
But I was just saying I identified with both of them. I identified with Dom because like I've been in situations where I have never faulted like that, I guess. Or fumble like that as far as leading. Excuse me. But in how he was acting, I guess, is how I be feeling in my brain.
I think for all three of them, because I forgot about Laura completely. But literally, you can see, yeah, she was like, I'm going to let him do his thing. Raquel was like, I'm not going to let you just do your thing. And he like, I thought we agreed. He's trying to people please. And like, you can literally see where it's like, I can understand everybody's like gripe and point of view because it's like, yo, if I'm dumb, I'm like, yo, what? Didn't we disagree on something?
Yeah,
what we doing?
He wasn't assertive enough.
And I was like, I think a lot of people, and this is something that when I was younger, I had a little bit more of an issue with when it comes to being assertive. People think that you being assertive means that you're gonna be rude. It doesn't mean you have to be rude. You're just like all right, this is what it is. We can talk about it. I'm open to conversation, but this is what it is. I think it's a matter of like, so from watching that show, I was like, oh, I learned about like assertiveness in me. I learned about just what it means to be a team player. Like, just off with me watching the show and me actually sitting back and like, why do I have such a strong reaction to this whole scene? Like, why is this bothering me?
Because I was pissed. Yeah,
because I'm like, because whenever shows bother me that much, I have to ask myself, like, what's going on with me? Because there's no reason why I should be this annoyed by this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay, or this embarrassed by this. Or it's like, oh, snap, it's hitting the trigger points. Ah. Gotcha. This is, and it just shows you what you can work on or what you didn't work on before or what you're in the middle of. Like, oh, this is how you would go through that. Cool. Now I can adjust.
Yeah. I feel like it also kind of showed like when you're not being assertive at all, not saying that she isn't an assertive person, but in that scenario, in order to not undermine the person who's being the leader, you're not being assertive at all and you're getting what did they call it? She was getting strays thrown her way. She was catching strays. Why couldn't I think of that phrase? I have no idea. But also, when you're trying to figure out how to be assertive, but also people please, and then when you're being completely assertive, or I don't want to say overly assertive because I don't feel like she was, but she was being assertive and like she was holding back. But I don't know. It's interesting to know how you can. I'd be identifying with characters or like different shows, but I never looked at it from this perspective. Like I'll look at it. Oh yeah, I remember when I used to do that. Or like, but in that moment, it's like, oh, I identify with this because this is a part of my life experience. Like I'm connected to this not just because like, oh, I like what you're presenting on this show. It's like, nah, this scenario, I would have did the exact same thing that you just did. Or I'm annoyed because like, why would you do that? This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Why would, like, it's just like, I don't know. But the dynamics, of that and being able to see that, like we talked about, outside in nature, but in TV or
in your personal
relationships or even just your personal just interactions. I don't even want to say just your relationships because some things it's like you just passing by and you happen to have an interaction with somebody and after that you never see them again. But sometimes that interaction is like indicative. I thought I heard your stomach. sometimes that interaction...
It did, but it was quiet. They ain't hear it.
Sometimes that interaction, it can reveal something to you that you didn't even know was there. Or it might reveal something to you that like you were triggered by that you didn't know you were still getting triggered by or that you would ever be triggered by. And I mean, I think that's where self-awareness comes into play. And I know y'all talked about self-reflection earlier. And I feel like those things are important coupled together.
Yeah, and even in going when I used to work at Wells Fargo, and the amount of conversation, like the ones that stood out to me, like perfect example, the random lady that came up to me, she's like, "Listen, everybody lying about something." And like she's like, "Everybody lying, it just depends on what they're lying about." And I was like, "What?" I was like, "Nah, people don't be." And then like she said it, and then I was like, "Wow, this is crazy. I never noticed like." It'll just be subtle stuff. So it's, in that moment, I just wasn't acknowledging it. So at the first, I was like, no, nah, that's not. Please get out of here. What you lying about? You out here telling me everybody lying. You got to be lying about something. And so, but then it's like, no, I understand it now better. Like at the time, it just felt like it was just a random conversation, just like a time filler, whatever. But now I see. Like, I learned something from it. So, like I learned something from... You can learn... I think that's the reason why I say you can learn something from anybody. Because, especially if you're paying attention, like, oh, snap. Okay, this is... Like, that was out of pocket. I wouldn't have... Like, you have reckless spending habits. I don't spend recklessly. I wouldn't do that. Or, like, you know, just... It could be... Oh, you really live life. You really go out and you have it. You go on adventures. You party. I don't party that much. But something in you makes me, like... want to try that. Mm-hmm. And it's like maybe I should go out and try that, And yeah, it's just like, it's like a give and take thing. And so in the, I think the funniest part is you don't realize how much of a mirror you're being to other people.
Yes.
Which is like, oh wow, okay, so I wonder what people, then when you get the opportunity to see what people see in you, you, it's like, wow, that's the, okay, I didn't know that that's what you,
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes it'd be really good, sometimes it'd be bad. It'd be like, oh, you think you see me as blah blah blah, and it's like, got it, cool.
Yeah.
But then when it's good, it's like, wow, okay, I didn't see that in me, but you also see that. Like, you see that in me because you see, like, a younger version of you or a different mm-hmm. version of you. And it's like, it's almost like a giving back. Like, you paying it forward. So.
Yeah, one thing I was going to say, going back to the show and that whole scenario, one thing I had to learn was just say what you, say how you feel, regardless how people may take it. I'll be doing my best to say things in a way that it will be received. In the way I intended it to be received. But regardless, if it's taken well or not, it's better for me
mm-hmm.
to get it out because it's going to eat me up inside mm-hmm. If I don't. So even if it's... and then it don't even... like, we all... okay, this is what I was going to say as well. So, like, in that scenario, we all equals, right? So if you're not doing something and I feel some type of way, I have more than enough right to be like, hey, let you know how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it respectfully, but
yeah,
I'm going to, like, it's okay. It's okay to speak your mind. It's okay to be assertive. It's okay to be, just be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this is how I feel in the moment, this is how I feel. We still going to get the job done because... I just get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
So we still gonna get the job done, but I'm also gonna let you know why we getting the job done. And we working on things simultaneously. So while me and you here chefing it up, I'm like, hey yo, I ain't like how you did that. Boom, 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 pass me that salt. Mm. Appreciate it. Boom. Like,
yeah. And I think, I think that's the, cause you already said you're gonna do it respectful. I think you literally can see where everybody kind of like walk over the line of
mm-hmm.
like they were a little bit too extreme. Laura was a little bit too passive. Like, she was way too passive, right? Dom, he was trying. He was being passive aggressive
mm-hmm.
because he couldn't really. He was like, I thought we said we was. I don't really. It's like, nah, just say exactly what you like. No, this is what we said. Hey, let's bring this back. Like, actually say what you were gonna, what you actually feel, which is what you're talking about. And then on the flip side, Raquel was like, she didn't. It was almost too much. It was like just a little bit. Like, all right, you. And she was holding it back, but it was like, all right, you don't have to say it like that per se, but you can still get your stuff off. But
yeah.
And you get it, we got a chance. I didn't realize that until we started having this conversation, but you really got a whole full spectrum of like people going over,
mm-hmm.
like just doing it a little bit too much, and it's like they didn't have a balance between what they were trying to do. So it's like it's important for you to get that out because it's nah, don't sit on it because like. Then nobody knows. It's like, yo, you have to communicate. Like, mm-hmm. how else are we going to get this job done if you don't communicate? But also know, like, there's a way to communicate that doesn't involve... being passive-aggressive. And there's a way to communicate that doesn't involve, like, making people feel like they're attacked. And it's like, there's a balance to it. It's trial and error, but I think it starts from saying how you feel. Now something else I took from it. It's like, nah, I'm gonna let you know. Like, I did not like this, but I still need you to blah, 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 and keep moving, my man.
Another thing I was gonna say was being comfortable with taking up your space in the room. Like, so if you know, if you're actively taking up your space in the room, I have no problem with workplace confrontation. One, we at work. The main goal isn't to be friends. The main goal is to get this
mm-hmm.
get this task completed. So I'm taking up my space in the room. Y'all taking up y'all space in the room. We could throw out ideas. We could be like, nah, I want to be a leader. No, I want to be a leader. Why you think you should be a leader? Type of thing. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with you. I love y'all. Mm-hmm. But if it's up to me, and with this project here, I think I should be the leader type of thing. Or even if it's a thing of whoever we decided to be the leader is dropping the ball a little bit. It's nothing to just let them know where they're dropping the ball.
Yeah, I was gonna say, letting them know as opposed to just doing stuff because you don't like it. That's where I would let him know. Yeah, like, I need more from you right now.
You're teaching more.
Yeah, I was gonna say let him know, but then also like as far as getting stuff done, hey, I finished what I was doing. What do you need help with? Like, what can I do so that we can start getting ahead and busting some stuff out? Like, that's it. I don't know. It's different ways that you can do it, but at the end of the day, you gotta find your harmony. And sometimes that's hard, especially when you already annoyed. Mm-hmm. Like letting the small comments slip out, it'd be hard, man. So I understand, but it's also like, I mean, that is life, though.
Yeah, I mean it absolutely is, and there's gonna be times where, because again, I don't think any of those people like met. Anything wrong by it? Because there are going to be times where it's like there's somebody that wants to be a leader that's just for the sake of wanting to be a leader. Like, I don't think she was that. I just think she naturally
is a leader.
Yeah, so she was like, I don't like how this is being run. Mm-hmm. But just say it. And then I think that's, again, a lesson for all of us. Like, if you don't like how things are being run, vocalize that and then that way you can have a dialogue as opposed to like trying to like don't do some like passive aggressive stuff as opposed to like let's address this head on and then we can do it. And if you I don't like the way you address it, then it's like at that point we can.
But I was just gonna say, I think that people also have, because like a lot of people do lie, or it might not be like a blatant lie. It might be just like
my truth.
I'm sorry. Y'all gonna let me talk or no? Alright. I was gonna say, sometimes it's not like a blatant lie. Sometimes it's like, oh, I'm trying to soften whatever I said instead of just saying what you say, like, because then it comes out as something else, or it might be misinterpreted, or you might be like, you know what, I don't want to tell him that he's a bad leader, let me just say, like, you know, I don't know. But what?
One thing I was gonna say, or the time to say it might have passed. Mm-hmm. So like, I feel like it's more, I mean, it's case by case, it's a time and a place for everything, but a lot of times, the best time is, like, in the moment. If you know how to use your words correctly, you can have a conversation about anything in the moment. But, or you can set the precedent that we're going to table this conversation. Like, if it's not the time, just, hey, when you get the chance, I want to talk to you about I feel like it's just a time and a place for everything. But a lot of times, in the moment, is the best time to address the situation.
And I learned that from Key, our friend Key, friend of the pod. But just like if you're upset about something, you waiting until I'm upset, like, to address something, that's not the time for you to address it. It's like you should have addressed it when you felt like the line was crossed. And it's like, oh, okay. That when she said that, I was like, wow, that's like, that makes sense, because at that point it's a whole like we're just it looks like you're keeping score. Out people like, no, we're not. I'm talking about you stepped on my foot, right? This isn't the time for you to talk about like when I accidentally bumped you when I was walking across the street or something. Like, yeah, it's like no, I'm talking right now. Like, I'm upset that you stepped on my foot. So like, can we address that you stepped on my foot? I get that you upset that, oh, every time you come in here about you stepped on my foot today. Like, this is what we're talking about right this second. So, like, let's address that. If you had an issue, you should have said something in the moment, because otherwise, you're just letting somebody else do whatever they want to do repeatedly. So, just,
And it's bothering you. And then that go back to, like, vibration and everything. And frequency. That's messing up your frequency, not their frequency. Yeah. And if we attracting and manifesting and doing all these things, all this self-work, we can't. I'm not going to say can't. Y'all can do whatever y'all want. But I won't allow myself to let things fester that like that's unwanted. Like that's not conducive for me getting to where it is that I'm going. Sorry, you know I'm educated.
You have thoughts.
My bad.
Y'all cut me off and I never got to the end of my thought. So it's fine.
Oh my bad.
Yeah.
You didn't stop?
No.
I could have sworn you stopped.
I didn't.
Was it an extended pause?
No.
Oh, I apologize.
No, it's cool.
No, I sincerely apologize. Yeah.
Do you really address this
now? It's far now.
You said Raquel. You okay? I sincerely apologize. You can address this right now on the pod in front of the good people. Get it off your chest.
Let me make sure this thing rolling.
Yeah. Make sure this thing rolling. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Already.
Pardon me.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's the floor is yours.
Yeah.
It like passed now.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Like we went far past what I was trying to say, so we could just keep it moving.
Do you remember what you were trying to say?
Kinda, but
do you remember what the last thing you said?
I was talking about people not telling the truth all the time, and sometimes it doesn't come out in the proper way.
Well, that was my fault, because I was like, it might not be the right time. We could go back to that.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
People not talking the same right way. My bad, pardon me. Action.
I'm a little annoyed now, so like, I just...
Action.
All right, so I was just saying that... Now, I don't even fully remember what I was going to say. I was going to say because people lie so often and when they try to sugarcoat what they were trying to say to somebody, or like, you know, you're taught not to hurt people's feelings, which I mean is a real thing. Like, don't be rude. You don't have to be unkind. I think that a lot of times people don't even realize that they're lying, or they're not saying they're like how they actually feel, and they don't know how to because all their lives they haven't been being direct. Or a lot of times it's frowned upon when people are direct or blunt or whatever when it comes to how they feel or just what they think in general. So that's all I was gonna say. So I wonder if that plays a lot in the different interactions that we have on a day-to-day. So like if you're paying attention, you'll see a lot of the truth in whether it be people's actions or some of the stuff that they say. Like you'll hear what their truth is, like it comes out, but on the surface of what they're saying, a lot of times it don't be exactly how they feel. That was it.
I just want to let you know I agree with you 100%, Queen.
I do as well.
I ain't mean to cut you off. I agree. 100%.
Yeah, but I mean, again, understanding people and understanding, again, going back to the OG topic, which was the reflections part, right? Understanding if you notice somebody is like, I mean, they feel a certain way, like they feel a way, or they're not completely being honest about it. Like, can you see the times, does it show you the times when you weren't 100% honest about it? Or maybe you recognize it, like maybe the lady recognized it and I started recognizing it because I started noticing when I wasn't, where it was like, I said something, it's like, that's not really what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
And trying my best. And so once I noticed that, I was able to correct, hey, I really don't like this. This is, like, I'm like, even if I'm annoyed about this, this is what's really bothering me. And it's like, cool, I can address that. I can't address the made up,
yeah,
the whatever it is. Like, let's address what's actually wrong, because otherwise you're addressing symptoms. It's like, nah, let's get to the root cause.
Do y'all think we always have the words for what we mean or how we feel?
Not always, but I feel like sometimes you need to take some time to say, you know, to figure out the verbiage, but sometimes it's not always like a thing where you have the exact words to explain exactly how you're feeling in the moment. It might be a thing where you're like, oh well, I'm annoyed or I'm mad, or even if you're happy, like sometimes you could just be like, you're happy, but you then you'll go into it later and be like, yeah, I was so overjoyed because blah, 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 blah. But in the moment, all you could think was, oh, I'm just happy right now type of thing. So, like, I don't think that that diminishes whatever you're saying or makes it a lie. But I feel like, I also feel like a lot of times we're not taught to express ourselves in the most honest way. Because, like, even if you talking to your parents, a lot of times you say, like, let's say, you know, your mom is mad at you. Like, if you say what you're really thinking, you're probably going to get smacked. So, it's like, I'm not encouraged to say exactly how I feel. So, now I don't have, as an adult, I don't have the words to explain how I actually feel. And I also don't know how to explain it in a way that maybe is kind or it won't hurt you or like you, because you also learn by observation. So like I might have observed people saying how they feel or what I thought was people saying how they feel. And it was always the thing of, oh, well, you know, the truth hurts. Mm-hmm. Right. Type of thing. In the sense of like, this is the truth. So you're going to be crying after I say it to you. Not necessarily like it's so shocking or whatever. So I feel like, people don't always have the words, but it's also up to people's, like, it's your responsibility to learn how to figure out how to express yourself.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think it just depends on, it. Like, one, it depends on the person, right? Because, like, again, communication is all about, it really isn't even about what you said, it's about what the other person heard. So, like, a lot of times, I'll speak for myself when I say something, and I, like, depending on your response, shows me whether or not you understood what I said. And if I feel like you didn't understand what I was saying, I typically try to reword it. But, again, words are only so expressive. I think the main thing is, like, if you're offended or, if, like, something that I took from Maya Angelou was, like, when somebody offends her, the person that offended her is the second person to know. Like, immediately. Like, it's like nothing else. Like, hey, we're not going to, before you even, this bothered me. And it's like, you may not even know why. Like, sometimes I think the why isn't even, you don't even need to know why. It's the fact that, like, I don't like this. And I think sometimes that's enough. As long as you have, like, as long as the other person on the other end of it is willing to be, like, acknowledge, like, okay, cool, this is a problem. I don't know why this is a problem. I respect you enough to, we can move differently next time. But as long as, like, in those moments where you feel away, you verbalize it, which is going back to the show, like, hey, you feel this way, say something. Cause like, when else are you, don't wait until I get eliminated from the show. Now you wanna be like, I hate the way you act.
Hit me on Instagram.
What? No.
Trying to tell me.
And because people be having very short memories. So like, you may have, like, somebody may have offended you and they on their way. They on their main character journey. And they like, I offended you? I offended you a month ago?
In real time.
Yeah. But we apologize. But
in real time.
Yes. but you carry on. And people might not even know.
Was that passive aggression?
No, that was me saying it just happened in real time.
I felt slighted.
But did you want me to look at you? But don't mind us, y'all.
We're related.
Yeah.
Us two.
Yeah, us two.
Or
not us two.
Or us two.
Don't do that. Don't do that. But dang, I lost my thought. Oh, I was just gonna say, piggybacking off what you said, you know. That's why I was going to say, I think the most important part about that is just you being honest, and, like, saying your honest opinion. I was, just like you said, like, the why doesn't always matter. It's like how no is a complete sentence. I don't always have to explain to you why I didn't like a thing or why that was offensive or why whatever. Sometimes, yes, but I don't have to always do that. It's not always necessary. Sometimes it's like, all right, you did this thing, I didn't like it, stop. Point blank, period. But you also have to be comfortable with saying that and being clear on it. I think that's the thing. A lot of people aren't clear on what they actually mean because they're trying to make it sound nice.
I feel like with no being a complete sentence and what was the other thing you said? No is a complete sentence and
the why doesn't always matter.
I feel like it takes getting to a certain space to actually, like, you have to know that for yourself,
mm-hmm.
that I don't have to explain myself to you. Like, if I tell you I don't like this, I don't have to give you a reason why I don't like this.
Yeah. It would be nice, yeah. but you don't have to, you know?
Yeah, it would be nice, but also just don't do it again because I don't like it. You don't necessarily always, the person doesn't necessarily always need the why. They could receive the instruction. The instruction was to stop. But it's also like a thing of, like you said, you gotta realize that for yourself. It's like, I don't always have to, I know this is about to sound crazy. I don't always have to explain my no to me. Like, if I know that I don't want to do something, I don't need to rationalize with myself as to why. As to why I don't want to do it, or like maybe, you know, how you try to talk yourself into something or out of something or whatever. It's like, nah, you said no. And you said no for a reason. We don't need to go over it right now. And I feel like that's another thing, because you got to be honest with yourself. And that's how you are able to be honest with other people. I feel like those are just my thoughts. But do y'all have any final thoughts on other people in the world being mirrors, being your reflection, honesty, assertiveness, TV, movies, anything?
No, I got nothing. I think we talked a lot.
We did.
Yeah, it's good. It's great. I appreciate y'all for being
here.
I was going to say the best thing that you could do is spend time with yourself, understand yourself, learn yourself, say what you mean what you say, actually know what you're saying, like use the correct word, like use the correct words for what you're trying to say to the best of your ability. So like, don't tell me to turn right and you say, oh, I meant left, after I turned right and you got mad at me because you told me to turn right and I went right, but you meant left. So yeah, just use your words wisely. Just enjoy life, have fun, be like, literally just be. Slow down and stay blessed, stay black, people.
My final thoughts are, be honest with yourself so that you can be honest with other people. Like Breeze was saying, you know, find the verbiage,
do your best,
mm-hmm. but get used to locating the verbiage to to say how you feel and like be clear on it, and also, you know, just look around, pay attention to the interactions that you have and pay attention to the world, nature, all of that stuff, and even like just your personal environment that you've created, your interactions, all that stuff, and just really, you know, take a moment to reflect, to see what in this situation am I connecting with. And a connection, it might be a good connection, a positive connection, or it might be something that you might not want to connect with that much, but it might be something there. So just, you know, happy healing. Shout out to whoever said that on TikTok. But yeah, thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area,
Thank you to the good people of the Gray Area for joining us today for another live episode. If you would like to be a part of the good people of the Gray Area, definitely join our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. But in the meantime, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And we will see you guys next week.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me another jam.
Get out of my face.